Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. I know I delayed this one a little bit because I wanted to make sure we got all the entries in for this podcast because this is the reveal of the October Raw Edit Contest. So I'm going to announce the winners here. This is actually going to be kind of a jam-packed podcast because I want to kind of talk about a few different things. So first of all, the one first thing I want to talk about is that this podcast is actually episode 52. So that means we've had a full year's worth of podcast with this particular podcast, and I'm really excited. It's been over a year since it was released, but we have a full year of weekly podcasts, so that's kind of cool. It's kind of a little milestone, and so that makes it really great because we're actually announcing a giveaway as well. So I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit, but I did want to say that this is going to be a really jam-packed podcast because we have really awesome winners for this week's Raw Edit Contest. You guys make it really difficult every time when it comes to these the judging of these photos that you guys edit. You do a lot of great things to these photos, but there have been two questions that come up, and I want to just address those real quick for any further contests. So the first question was, do you have to use SleekLens products to edit these photos to be entered? And obviously the answer is no. You can do anything and everything. You can use presets from SleekLens. You don't have to use presets at all. You can do any kind of Photoshop work. It's really just a free-for-all, basically. So no, you don't have to use any SleekLens products to be considered or anything like that. Obviously, that's kind of cool if you do, but you know, you don't have to be using any products whatsoever. You can basically do anything and everything that you want to the photo. So the other question was basically kind of piggybacking off of that last question was what are the requirements to edit the photo? And I said this a couple times, but again, I want to say it just plain and simple. You can literally do anything to the photo. You can remove the sky. You can remove people. You can change colors. You can do anything and everything to the photo as long as pieces of the photo are technically in there and the majority of it is made up of that photo. You could do anything that you want to. A quick example would be last month's contest where there was a photo where it looked like the original photo was kind of inset into like little water droplet looking things. Obviously that's a photo edit of the photo, but it wasn't including the whole image. It was just including the main part of the image. So literally you can do anything to the photo. So I just wanted to address those specific questions because those came up a lot, especially for this week's or this month's contest. So now before we get into the winners and the honorable mentions and everything, let's talk about this giveaway that we're doing. So if you follow the SleekLens Facebook account, the SleekLens Members Club page, hopefully you follow us on Instagram because that's kind of where this contest is taking place. If you follow us anywhere, you're going to notice that maybe over the past couple days, we have posted some stuff about a giveaway that we're doing. We're actually doing a giveaway for a really awesome prize. I actually used it for a little bit, and I just found that it was too big for my desk. So I packaged it up, and it's basically brand new. And what it is a BenQ SW320 4K RGB monitor. This is a 32-inch monitor that is a very high quality monitor. It's amazing. The colors are great. I'm actually using a BenQ monitor as a second monitor to my iMac that I have. And honestly, I've said this in the review that I did for the BenQ monitors, if I could have two BenQ monitors side by side as my monitors, I would. The difference is amazing. The quality is amazing compared to iMacs, which I have a 5K iMac, and it's supposed to be a really awesome display. But when you put the BenQ right next to it, you can tell that the BenQ is so much higher quality. So it's a really awesome monitor. So we thought we'd give it away for this month as kind of a, you know, just in time for the holidays kind of thing. So I put a video out there on our members club page as well as our SleekLens Facebook page for you to get the details in it. But basically what you need to do is on Instagram, you need to make sure you follow Sleek Lens on Instagram. So at Sleek Lens, you have to repost the image that we have of the monitor. There's an image there that's on our Sleek Lens account, which shows the monitor and says the giveaway. You just have to repost that image. And in that repost, you have to tag two friends of yours. And that's about it to be entered to win. So the announcement for the winner, this is a month-long giveaway. The announcement for the winner will be on December 3rd, and the contest, the entries and everything will end on at the end of the month, so November 30th. So on December 3rd, we'll announce the winner at random, and then I'll just quickly ship the monitor out so you guys have it just in time for the holidays, and it'd just be kind of like a cool little thing to say thank you for participating in the podcast, participating in the Raw Edit Contest, and just being a Sleek Lens member, and it's just a really, really awesome thing, and we hope you guys enjoy that giveaway. So now that we've talked about that, let's go ahead and roll into the contest winners. Okay, so as always, we're going to start with the honorable mentions, and just a real quick reminder, these photos are voted on by a number of people, giving their third, or first, second, and third place as far as the winners go, and then we have honorable mentions as well. So, you know, these are not all judged by me, and I just want to clear that up for everybody, because we did have someone, actually two or three people who were confused about how these were judged, so that's what I wanted to clear up as well. So these are just all judged by numerous people, just to have fun with it. So the first one is going to be from, I believe their name is Mai Kung. I think is a random, relatively new member, but she posted a image that's kind of a really cool, solid edit as far as that warm fall feel. I remember saying in the podcast where I kind of gave a small challenge about it, you know, trying to change the original image into a kind of a fall photo. It wasn't, you didn't have to do it, but it was just kind of one of those cool things. So, she changed it really, really nicely. It looks like a really cool fall photo, really solid edit. I kind of think I made it too easy on you guys with this image, because it's a cool image and it has really cool colors already. So it's pretty easy to manipulate the colors and make it really nice. So that is the first honorable mention there. So thank you for that entry. All right. So the next honorable mention is, and just another quick side note, I'm horrible with names, as you guys know. So if I mispronounce any of these names, I am truly, truly sorry. So the next one is going to be from a Kamal Borna. They posted an image which they really went crazy on it. And this is just another example of, you can basically do anything to the photo. They basically added a waterfall to the image, which makes it really, really cool. It looks, you know, they did a really great job making it look like it was flowing through the trees and everything. And you got the mist at the bottom, and, really, really cool edit. I think that's a really awesome creative way of adding your own little spin to it, and it actually looks really cool. If I didn't know the original image, I would look at this and be like, wow, where's that at? You know, where can I go see that at? So that's really, really, really cool. So thank you for that entry, that honorable mention there, and I look forward to seeing you guys on the next contest. So the next one is from Rama Bintar, I believe. So they posted an image. It's got this really cool cinematic feel to it. It's got a lot of blue tones, a lot of blue and orange tones. You know, the trees in the original image. This is something that you really have to see. So if you're listening to this podcast, you might want to pull up the page on the website, so you can see all the images put together. I'll put the link in the show notes for that, so you can quickly get there. But they added a lot of really cool blue tones, and honestly, it looks like something, if it was like a moving photo, it looks like something where you would see out of a movie. It would be a really cool edit there. So there's a lot of blue and orange in the image, kind of desaturated just a little bit, and it just overall really, really cool. It's got a lot of contrast in it as well. So that's a really awesome, awesome image there. Okay, so the last honorable mention is going to be from a member called Carrie Studstrup, I believe. This was probably one of my favorite honorable mentions, just because she kind of did what I wanted somebody to do last contest, where she just removed the person entirely. She removed the person, and Did a lot of cool edits as well, a lot of cool tones. For some reason, and I don't know, maybe she sharpened the image, but this image looks a lot cleaner or a lot sharper than the original. So maybe she sharpened it up a little bit. I'm not positive, but she basically just removed the person, and it's just a picture of the little path going into the water, and you see the bridge and everything. And so she did a really great job. I maybe can see like one spot where it was kind of repetitive, but other than that, it was a fantastic removal. So really, really great job on that. That's probably one of my favorite, just because when I saw the edit, when I saw it come through the feed, I was like, what's different about it? And then I was like, oh yeah, there's nobody there. So yeah, that was a really cool edit to see. So, thank you, Carrie. And that is the honorable mentions there. Thank you guys for doing that, participating in the contest, and, really great submissions as far as that goes. So thank you guys. So now let's get into the, first, second, and third place. We're going to start with the third place as always. And the third place winner is actually from the person who won last month's Raw Edit contest, and that is Anya Visikovic. I know I mispronounced her name last time, and I probably did it again this time. But she actually got third place as far as this edit goes, voted again by all of us here at Sleek Lens. And yeah, she did a fantastic job. Really kind of, it looks a little bit low contrast, but she really kind of pumped those colors a little bit, took out a little bit of the blue as well. That's what it looks like, at least. And she added a little bit of fog, a little bit of mist to the top part where the trees and a little bit on the bridge. Really solid. That was a really solid edit there. So very, very, very cool edit. I really do like it. Again, it's got that nice warm feel to it. And I just, I really enjoy that one. So very cool edit there. So thank you, Anya, for entering again, and congratulations on actually winning last month and getting third place this month. So now let's go to the second place. So the second place winner comes from, I know I'm going to get this last name wrong, Paolo Paim, P-A-I-M. They did a really cool edit as far as it's got a lot of green to it, which is obviously different from, kind of what everybody else was doing with the whole fall feel, which again, I really do enjoy. But they kind of went a little bit of a different direction, add a little bit more green to the image. The water looks a little bit more teal, obviously, to go with the green. And they have, a really cool sunburst kind of going off at the top, like the sun was hitting the top of the trees there. The little opening spot, it looks really, really great. I do like that different feel. Whenever I look at it, if I look at the whole image together and not just little segments of the image, if I look at the whole image, I see that sunburst first, and then my eye just kind of follows the bridge and then goes into the person. So that's kind of cool. So it's a really good way of kind of training the user's eye to see what you want them to see, because I see the sunburst first, and that's kind of a cool, like, ah, really nice moment. And then you kind of flow downward, see the rest of the image. So that is the second place. So thank you very much, Paolo, for entering. And the first place winner, I wish I really had a drum roll effect for this, but the first place winner and the winner of the $50 Sleek Lens gift card is going to be Jessica Lurch, I believe. I know I mispronounce her name sometimes, but L-E-R-C-H-E. I could be pronouncing that really off, but she was voted as the first place. Her image came up as the best for everybody, pretty much. There was a couple times she came in second, and once I think she came in third, but overall her image was voted the best. And so it's almost like a sepia tone in a way, not as heavy as a sepia tone would be. It's kind of blended in there a little bit. But she added a little bit of the falling leaves, kind of like an overlay for falling leaves. And it's one of those things where I saw the thumbnail and I didn't know what was added to the image, you know, because a thumbnail is kind of a small little preview. And then I opened it up and I was like, oh, she added leaves. That's really, really kind of cool. So even the leaves have a little bit of blur to them. So it looks like they're falling. It's just a really, really cool edit. Again, I'm not a fan of the sepia tone, but this one looks like a little bit more of a high contrast, duller tone. And it just really looks really nice. So, Jessica, congratulations. You won first place this month. And just go ahead and email me your information. Send your email to jordan@sleeklens.com. And I'll have somebody work on getting you your $50 gift card. So that is the announcement for the winners this month. So now let's go ahead and roll into, I know I'm going kind of fast here, but I got to make sure I get everything in. Let's go ahead and roll into the November contest. And actually, the November contest is probably going to be the last contest for this year, just so everybody can enjoy the December holidays and the November holidays. We're going to do one more, and that's about it. And then we'll pick it up again next year. But this will probably be the last one. So I wanted to make this one kind of a little bit different, not too crazy, but a little bit different. So the next image for November is actually going to be a drone image. It's a drone image of a kind of a city skyline. And it's kind of a cool one. There's a one building that's kind of like highlighted as far as being the main focus. But it's a pretty decent image. So this is kind of a higher quality drone, aerial image. And again, you can go any way you want to. I know when I originally edited this image just to play around, I made it in a way, it didn't obviously look exactly like it, but in a way kind of go off like the Batman movies, you know, like the Gotham, dark, spooky, you know, cool tones. So that's kind of what I went with, but obviously you guys can do anything that you want to do with it. And we look forward to seeing your submissions. So if you want to enter the contest, if you're not sure what that's all about, head to our Sleek Lens members club page. You can join that page there. Link in the description down below for all the details about entering that and downloading the image. So again, make sure you go participate in the free giveaway that we're doing for the BenQ SW320 4K monitor. Big monitor, awesome colors, awesome value. It's around a $1,400 USD monitor. So it's a very high quality monitor, and it's basically brand new. So thank you guys very much for joining me in this podcast. I know it was jam packed, but want to make sure I get it in, and you guys weren't listening to something that was, you know, an hour long. So thank you guys for joining me this week, and we'll see you in the next podcast.